When Ronald Reagan was president, he once told the story about a woman who went up and knocked on a man's door. When he opened the door, she looked at him and said, "Do you own a black pit bull dog?" "Well, yes, I do," the man said. And the woman looked at him and said, "I'm sorry to inform you, but your dog is dead." "Dead," the man said. "What happened?" She looked at him and said, "My Pekingese killed it." You know what a Pekingese is? It's a breed of dog. It weighs about 7 pounds. Tiny little thing, and about 6 inches tall. It's the kind of dog you sometimes see people carrying around in their purse. "Anyway, my Pekingese killed it," she said to the man. And he said, "What? What happened?" She looked at him and said, "It got stuck in its throat." I think Ronald Reagan told that story to emphasize a very important point, that sometimes something small can make a very big difference. And you know that Jesus made the same point about faith. I don't know where you think you are in your walk with Jesus. I don't know how you evaluate your faith, but I do know that Jesus gives us a pretty clear indication that if you're afraid that your faith is small, it's actually exactly where it needs to be in order to make a big difference. This is what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 17. "If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." And the reason Jesus said that is because he knew something about faith. He knew that a person's faith is really only as strong as what you have faith in. For example, if I put all of my faith in this little pencil, and I worship this pencil, and I bow down to this pencil, and I give an offering to this pencil, and I build a church to this pencil, and I believe wholeheartedly, with all my heart, that this pencil one day is going to lift me all the way to heaven. Well, in the end, I'll be disappointed because I'm putting my faith in something that cannot save. But when our faith is in the God who put the mountains into place, who walked on the water and calmed the sea, who used a cross to prove the strength of his love for you and me, well, then your faith is already exactly where it needs to be to make a big difference. And that's what we'll be talking about this week, how your faith, whether you think it's big or small, can do just that.
Hey everyone, Pastor Mike here with Time of Grace. Did you know that our ministry is 100% donor funded? That's a fancy way of saying that we don't receive buckets and buckets of money from the government or from any church or denomination. Instead, our ministry is completely fueled by people just like you. People who listen and watch our videos, people who give generously, and people who allow this message to spread to more and more souls whose lives are then changed. So for all of you who give, thank you so much. And for all of you who haven't given yet, we would love for you to do so. We really need your support. We want to reach people now with the good news of Jesus, which is why we need your help. Thanks for praying about that. Thanks for considering it. And thanks in advance for your support. God bless. Hey everyone, Pastor Mike here from Time of Grace. Thank you so much for investing your limited time to grow in your faith with us. But could I ask you for one more favor? I'm sure you're itching to check out social media or go on to the next part of your day, but you could do a huge help for the kingdom of God if you would rate and review this podcast. Just taking a few seconds of your time will help other people to find Time of Grace, which matters so much to us because we want people to hear about grace, to hear about Jesus, to hear about eternal life. So thanks for taking a little more time. We pray that God blesses you with a great day, and we'll see you soon.